Good afternoon. Today is February 20th, 2020. It's approximately 2 p.m. and we're here under case number 1200127. The appellant is Bruce Glass. And are you here for that case, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Mary Kissel. I'm a parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. For the record, the appellant has not appeared. And the appellant was sent a notice of hearing, and the notice of hearing indicates that the party must appear on time. If not, they may lose their right to appear. I'm looking in our computer system where notes would be put, and there is a message that said that the hearings office received a call from a friend of the appellant's, and that person stated that the appellant is in the hospital.
Oh, dear.
And said the appellant does not know how long he would be there and wanted to reschedule the hearing. That call came in yesterday. That caller was informed that the appellant had to file a request to reschedule form, and it had to be submitted before 48 hours before the hearing. The caller was also informed that they could submit the request online and it would be reviewed. And at this point, the hearing has not been canceled or rescheduled. That call came in at about 2 o'clock yesterday. And it does not look like the appellant sent in any formal request to set the hearing over. So we will continue on with the hearing and use what the appellant sent in as the appellant's testimony. My name is Nancy Hockman, and I'm a hearings officer with the city. And I do not work for the Transportation Bureau. I work for the Auditor's Office, and our role is to review the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for the appellant to hear after the hearing. If the appellant is listening to this, my role is to review the evidence, which includes any documents that are admitted and any oral testimony that we hear today in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find the tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. This is an administrative hearing, and the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go over the exhibits now, and our first exhibit is the tow hearing request form. Exhibit 2 is an auto return form, which is basically something that is sent by the city that indicates to our office who ordered the tow and lets us know whether the hearings office has jurisdiction. Exhibit 3 is the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 4 is the statement of rights and procedures that was sent with the hearing notice. And Exhibit 5 is the tow hearing report case number and that consists of what the city sent in, and that includes a public record from the Bureau of Transportation Abandoned Auto Section. It includes a parking violation citation that was issued on January 24th, 2020 for failure to display current registration, as well as photos that were taken at the time the citation was issued. It includes a second citation issued February 13th, 2020 for abandoned auto. And that those documents comprise the city's submission. And at this point, I will swear in the city's representative. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so and then state and spell your full name.
Yes, I agree. My name is Mary Kissel, K-I-S-E-L.
And what is your position with the city?
Parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. I am first going to read into the record as the appellant's testimony what the appellant put into his request for hearing. Under question 6, which is state the reason you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. There was up-to-date trip permit in the back window. I was also working with a lady from PBOT about getting my car towed to a shop. I had explained to her that someone had came and slashed all of my tires on all of my cars. That was 16 tires. I was working on replacing. I was trying to call M. Kissel from PBOT and let her know that I needed one more week, and I would have tires on my car and would have it moved. She said it would be fine and keep her updated. The person who called and complained about my car has a problem with me and my brothers since we were in grade school, and she lived across the street from us. She knew it was my car. And that was signed by Bruce Glass on February 15th, 2020. Okay, Ms. Kissel, can you tell me why the city believes the tow is valid?
Yes. So the Abandoned Auto Division of Parking Enforcement received a service request on January 22nd about this tan Cadillac SUV, location 239 Southeast 148 on the west side. I got there 2 days later and found the SUV with a Washington plate, but no stickers on the plate indicating its expiration. There was an expired temporary in the window that expired 10/24 of 19, and I also noted that it had flat tires. At that time, I put a green sticker on it, 72-hour warning sticker, and cited it for failure to display current registration. And that is this citation dated 1/24/20, ending in 1678. I have 5 photos with that. You can see the plate showing no stickers on it. And that's a tire that's flat in that photo, and also a photograph of the expired temporary. So I went back after 72 hours on the 29th of January, and as I was getting ready to tow it, Mr. Glass came up and introduced himself, and I said, yes, I see that you have a temporary, so that violation is taken care of, but the tires are still flat and it's still against the city code and I'm here to tow it. He explained the situation with somebody slashing many of his tires, and I noticed that he had the good temp, so I said, okay, well, how about if I give you another week, and you can either get it off the street or, you know, maybe have your tires fixed by that time. We agreed at that time and return in 1 week on February 5th. So February 5th came and went. I know I had driven by at least at one drive-by. It's on 148th, so it's a busy street, and I saw it still had flat tires, so I just kept putting it off a little bit longer. Finally, on February 13th, I went to check it again. The sticker was off. The temp was still good, but the tires were still flat, so at that time I ordered the tow. So it was warned on the 24th of January and towed on the 13th. So that was quite a extension that was given to Mr. Glass. The other thing is that it is the citation for the tow. And I said front left was flat at that time.
So just one tire, the front left tire?
Yeah, that's all I noted, but I think I remember both of them on the left side were flat. But one tire is enough to validate. I definitely have a photograph of one flat tire.
And that's the one for the parking violation 16 7-8?
Yes, it was flat at that time when I warned it, and it was still flat when I towed it. The left front.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the end of my testimony.
Just check and see if I have any questions.
Okay.
So there was no trip permit the first time you saw the car when you went back on the 29th,
no, that's not correct. There was an expired trip permit. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. But when you went back on January 29th, there was a valid
Tip
sticker. Okay. And then you mentioned February 5th. You just drove by but didn't do anything on the 5th?
No, February 5th was the day that we agreed to that I would give him a week extension. So when I talked to him on the 29th and said I'll come back in 1 week on Friday the 5th, that's what that date is about. And he seemed to agree, yes, I'll take care of it in a week.
And you, so the 1 week extension was given on the 5th when you went back?
No.
No.
The 1 week extension was there when I went back on the 29th.
Yep.
As I was towing it, he came out and talked to me, and we try to work with people, and he explained a situation, and I said, well, I won't tow it today. I'll give you one more week from this date.
And so my question was, I wanted to clarify, what, if anything, happened on the 5th?
Nothing.
Okay.
I didn't note it, but I know that I drove by and saw it still with a flat, but I don't have the date. It might have been on the 5th, but I didn't log it because I saw this flat still, and I thought, I'll give it a couple more days.
Thank you. Hey, I don't have any more questions, and I believe this vehicle is in storage, but I'm going to double check. It is in storage, so I do need to rule on the record. And if you have nothing else to add, I will go right to my ruling.
I have nothing more.
Thank you. And I will be issuing a written decision expanding on what I'm saying now within about a week to 10 days. The relevant code sections are in Code Title 16, and 16.90.005 defines abandoned vehicle, and that includes a vehicle that remains in violation for more than 24 hours, either without a lawfully affixed registration plate or other current registration, or it appears to be inoperable or disabled, or it appears to be wrecked, partially dismantled, or junked. I am finding that although the vehicle did have a valid temporary sticker on the day it was ordered towed, it still appeared inoperative or disabled because it had a flat tire for a couple of weeks which had not been repaired. So the parking officer was entitled to find that the vehicle was an abandoned vehicle the way that is defined under the code. Under code section 1620.120P, it is unlawful to park a vehicle on the public right-of-way if the vehicle is abandoned. So the vehicle was in violation of that section. And code 1630.210A10 provides that a vehicle can be towed and held at the expense of an owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is abandoned. So the vehicle could be towed. Finally, under code 1630.225B, a vehicle can be towed 72 hours after notice of intent to tow has been affixed or placed on the vehicle if the vehicle is abandoned. And I am finding that a tow sticker was placed on the vehicle on January 24th, and more than 72 hours went by. In fact, quite a bit more time than 72 hours went by. and therefore the city was able to tow the vehicle at the owner's expense. So this will conclude the hearing, and my written decision will indicate what I just said. Thank you for appearing today.
Thank you.